Blog Talk Radio.
Cover the week of July 7th through the 14th. And I talked about this show being about the lion roaring, and that is because we are starting to see some energy pouring into Leo, and that is personal energy, which will affect each of us in our day-to-day activities. So really this week ahead, as far as the significant factors, we are going to have some energy that is continuing that focus on our new moon in Cancer energy, which is about our home, our family, you know, everything at the root of the chart, real estate, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, everything that we find there in our local environment that we live in, and also about our emotional needs and our security needs. And then it is all going to start to pour into this Leo area, which is going to start to kick it up a notch and take us into the direction of true love and creativity and fun and children. So we're going to probably have them both kind of, you know, zooming in through there side by side. But it does come later in the week when the Leo stuff really starts to pour in. So I wanted to kind of break that down. So in general, with the overview here, we have Mercury being the candidate that is going to be carrying forward our new moon thesis in this week ahead, which means it's a really important week to meet with people, to talk with people, to hear from people, to make choices about agreements or sales or brothers or sisters or neighbors or short trips or local activities, the interviewing, the pitching of ideas, and the decision making about those new moon themes of home, family, etc. And the days that are going to stand out for this are really going to focus between Friday and Monday, because some of these aspects are happening in the wee hours of several of the days in question. I do believe it is going to be a blend across the weekend. So Friday, we start with a Mercury sextiling Jupiter, which opens the communication for what we want or what we're doing or what we need to hear about our home, real estate, renovations, moves, family, parents, roommates, security, or emotional needs. And this is a day of opening up expansive opportunities or trying to strive towards more happiness or prosperity. It's a very favorable day for moving things forward in any of those areas via the work that we put in or the people we hire to help, or what we're doing with coworkers or the paperwork involved. Also very favorable day for opening things up that are focused on health or the animals in this scenario. So, you know, use that as you will as you enter into Friday. That will continue on as we then build to the next aspect, which may occur on Saturday, may occur on Sunday, or may occur on both. And this one is also a very favorable aspect, which is aligning to Mars, Mercury to Mars, which means that between Saturday and Sunday, you can make some things happen here. We can get very motivated, very active. And it's happening in the eighth house of, you know, the kind of power things that we deal with. So there might be some big transformations that you would like to make in those areas. There may be some evolving scenarios, or maybe you're ready to kind of raise something down to the ground and start new in those areas. It can definitely motivate action that is focused on the financial side of what is going on. It can be things that are focusing on the intimate sexual side of what's going on. It can focus on taking action towards divorce needs, mortality issues, reproductive needs, or third-party scenarios. All of this in a very favorable flow for moving things onward. So again, communications are key, and so is the activity on Saturday and Sunday. And then by Monday, we have the final aspect here with Mercury, and that is a square to Uranus. So either Sunday night or Monday, there is some kind of wild card scenario in the mix. Again, communication is key. And I feel like the wild card in this situation probably is your doing. So each individual is probably going to be responsible for what's going on with this. You may feel like breaking free of something. You might feel like introducing something new and interesting to the scenario. You might feel like, you know, being original in the mix or involving your something different if that is about your body, your image, your brand, your name on the documents or whatever. So I can't really say if you're responding to something that happens that makes you do this or if you just feel like you want to try something different all on your own. But either way, this kind of ushers in some kind of fresh air, but maybe a little bit, you know, pushing of the scenario. So from Friday through Monday, this is all about as much as you can hear and learn and communicate and decide in these areas. And then we start to get into this big roar. And I really wanted to kind of highlight the potential of how much you can really shake it loose as energy starts to pour into Leo, because this is going to go by quite quickly. Starting on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury is going to move then out of those new moon themes and move into Leo. So between the 13th of July and the 30th of July, and then not again until next year, we are going to have amplified news and information and talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers, visions that can open things up for that love life to really get that next level of spark or take things to that next decision that you want to make about it. You can meet new love interests. You can decide to start new things about love. That doesn't just have to be about the love life itself. You may be deciding that you want to develop a product for lovers or you want to, you know, write a book about romance, you know. So love is in the air starting on the 13th. Leo also rules those creative practices and talents and projects. So it is a fantastic time to pitch your creative ideas to people, to sign agreements for that creative project, to, you know, hear offers or get into interviews or auditions that are creatively driven. And if you need to learn something new, you know, put your mind to it starting on Wednesday the 13th. This can be very favorable in the next couple weeks. This is also about children, so you might find that you're making a choice about having children or getting involved with the kids' projects or, you know, doing some kind of creative thing for kids in general around the globe. Anything child-related, this is a very positive time to open up and communicate and make choices. And then finally, recreation. It's finally coming. You know, I'm not saying the new moon energy is over because it's not. We still have time on that to move those themes forward. But now all of a sudden we can turn some of our mind to this more, you know, sporting and fun hobby kind of recreational pursuits in our life. And so it is a good time to make some choices about that too. The day before that, taking us off of all that Mercury focus, Venus is also going to move into Leo. Venus is going to move into Leo on Tuesday the 12th, and she's going to tour there until August 5th. Again, that goes by pretty quickly, you know, in about 3 weeks here. I mean, this is like zipping through. So you really do want to think about, wow, what can this mean for us with Venus here? Well, actually, it should be pretty favorable, right? It should add to the good stuff that's happening here because Venus tends to smooth out rough edges. So if there have been issues with lovers or children or the creative process or what you're choosing to do recreationally, Venus will help to smooth that out. And Venus is also an attractor. So this may help you attract love into your life or attract good things for the kids or the creativity or the fun. Venus is also representative of women. So this may mean that over these weeks ahead, starting on Tuesday the 12th, that all of a sudden now we can pull the right women into you know, what we're trying to do creatively or for the kids or the love life or the fun. Venus rules personal income. So it's a fantastic time during this window up until August 5th to really think about, you know, is there something else I could introduce to earn money in this creative realm, or to help my child earn money, or to earn money through children's themes, or, you know, what am I doing financially with that love interest, or is there a way to earn money that is recreational in some way? Hey, if you figure that one out, tell us all, right? So, you know, this is going to help in that arena. Venus rules beauty. So it's definitely going to be, you know, favoring beautiful creative processes and the way that, you know, might bring art or photography into what it is you're doing and amplify that up a level. And then Venus herself rules love, moving into this arena of true love. So, you know, absolutely best window of the year to put in that added effort, although I know Venus isn't an energy that wants a lot of effort, but it could pay off big time if you can find the energy to do it. So that is our week. Seriously, that is it. That's how simple and straightforward this week ahead is going to be. So when we look at Aries, you know, Friday through Monday, really big time to get into talks and meetings and agreements and sales and interviews and hear news and make choices that are about what you are forwarding with the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deals, your security needs, your emotional growth and direction, what you want with your family, your parent, or your roommates, or what you're responding to in any of that. So you want to put that forward. It looks extremely growth-oriented. It looks like you can motivate and make things happen. The only caveat here for Aries is that Uranus wild card that will either build up Sunday night or into Monday that is really about Uranus in your sign, Aries. So there may be a part of you that wants to rebel a little bit, or there may be a part of you that is challenged by last-minute changes or excitement that kind of pours in around any of this. So kind of pay attention to where you feel you are in that scenario. If you're feeling like you are, you know, maybe acting out a little bit more than it warrants, that could be because of that Uranus energy. Or maybe you just feel like doing something very original and it just, you know, wow, it's going to push you a little bit more, but it's a good thing, you know. And then when we start to see all this energy flooding into Leo, Tuesday Venus starts, Wednesday Mercury starts, and you've got 2 and 3 weeks to really propel yourself forward. You just really want to pour it on, Aries. If you need to meet somebody new or take that love life situation, what you're doing with your current lover, into the next level, this is a wonderful time. It's about, you know, really connecting on a loving level. It's about or attracting that love or smoothing those things out. It's about talks and offers and decisions and proposals. It's a highly creative time for you guys where you will stand out. It is one of the better times to be heard on a creative level if you need to introduce or pitch some kind of creative idea. If you're trying to negotiate contracts for that creative project, definitely a time to kind of dive into that. Anything you want to do for the kids, anything you want to do to start up recreational pursuits or take those into the next arena, start between Tuesday and Wednesday forward for the rest of the month and into the fifth when it comes to Venus. For Taurus, through Monday really highlights the communication field straight up for you guys. So you guys can focus in this in a few different ways. It can be about, let's say you want to write something, you know, or you want to sit down and read through a bunch of information and make some choices. Very good time frame to do it. If there's an agreement you need to look at, or if you're trying to write things up for sales or make a sale or get involved in the sales, really powerful time. Also, really good time for talks and meetings that are focused on your emotional needs or the security needs or the home or the family and all of that. Also, a very favorable time, Friday through Monday, to forward things that you're doing or you want to do with brothers or sisters or neighbors, with vehicles or electronics, with neighborhood activities or short trips to nearby places. So think community and getting out there and touring around, right? What else? A lot of flirtation could pay off for you guys big time. and so any of this, you know, keep the communications flowing, making decisions, making choices, fielding offers, hearing from a lot of people. this tends to look like it's going to open things up in creative areas and love areas and fun areas and connections with one-on-one relationships, either in business or private, that could be beneficial for you guys. The wild card, either Sunday night or Monday, is going to be coming from kind of a hidden arena. So this may be about something going on that requires healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions. It may be something that comes out of the research arena, or it could focus on a spiritual practice, an artistic project, or a romance. And so, you know, you guys know your scenario, which one of those it might be. Just be on your toes about whatever that is. Expect to kind of be in the moment with that one. And then when we are looking at all of this energy starting to flood into Leo, Taurus, this is going to really favor good things starting. I mean, I'm not saying they weren't already good. They may have been. But this is going to get better if they were good. If they've been bad, this is going to help you attract what you need or smooth things out to get better. And Taurus, you're the sign that this is going to focus on home, family, parents, roommates, renovation, moves, real estate deals, security needs, and emotional needs. And in those areas, this is going to help you further your creative objectives, your objectives in love, your objectives with children, or your objectives with having fun here. And so you want to communicate. You want to, pitch ideas and make choices and express yourself in those creative and loving and ways that favor kids and fun in these areas starting Tuesday and Wednesday and moving forward through the rest of the month. Definitely going to be a good thing for you guys. For Gemini, Mercury, very active Friday through Monday, the 8th through the 11th, a major focus again on, some of the last big push here for you when it comes to getting into talks, meetings, interviews, agreements, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are about your income, your possessions, or your purchases, or a little bit of all of that. Really favorable. So open up, you know, show up, ask for what you need, pitch those ideas, make your choices, get out locally or on those short trips and focus on whichever one of those that you would like to see happen. The wild card comes Sunday night into Monday and is likely to be something coming at you through a social arena, could be through a friend, a group activity, what's online, what's happening through charities, astrology, social networking, gatherings, parties, events, something like that. And so, you know, there's something that you're not going to, all I can tell you is you're not going to expect it. It'll in some way push you with whatever it is you're doing about the income, the possessions, or the purchases. I would say it would not be the best time to lend one of your possessions to a friend as an example, you know, or if you're trying to earn money online, there may be some kind of glitch, you know, with something that you need to go back and finesse. So, you know, whatever that combination might be for you, that's when it comes up. And then we start to see Mercury and Venus start to pour into this Leo area where you do want to roar, you do want to get out there and express your creativity and your love and your fun and what you're doing for kids. And for Gemini, it's all coming through this communication realm. So extremely favorable time for the writers out there, for the people seeking speaking roles, to interview, to audition, to pitch ideas that are creative. Extremely favorable time as far as what you're doing locally or on short trips in the name of your creative efforts, your love life, the children, or that recreational pursuit. It can be about transportation or electronics for the kids or the lover or having fun and all of that or your creative project, good time for thinking about purchases for that. It can be about, what else, ideas that you come up with during this time. If you're single and you're trying to meet someone that might be have a spark with you, definitely favors that local arena or short trip area. Can amplify a focus on brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So if you are trying to meet with them and start something with them, this can get the ball rolling as well. So think, you know, communications as much as you can and being creative and focusing on loving kids and fun. For Cancer, this week ahead between Friday and Monday, the 8th through the 11th, is all this energy with the new moon in your sign, so the focus is on you. So again, in talks or meetings or making choices that are about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, something personal that you are pursuing. And so you want to speak up, or you want to, you know, write it up, or you want to make those choices. There may be some agreements or sales involved. There may be some short trips or local activities involved. There may be something, you know, again, focused on your emotional or security needs that you're kind of tackling in the home or through family and that core around you. But you do want to focus this on yourself, Cancer. Looks very, very beneficial for you Friday through Monday. The wild card that comes Sunday night into Monday is either going to be something that kind of, you know, throws a little bit of craziness into the mix with an authority figure. This could be the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, somebody like that. Or it can be a wild card, you know, wanting to make some kind of last-minute change or introduce some new idea or direction with a personal goal or your career momentum or direction. So be aware that that's kind of amping up Sunday night into Monday, one of those days, and pay attention to where that is. And then when we start to see this roaring Leo energy start to take off between Tuesday and Wednesday, that will then stay in effect the rest of the month and a little bit into August. For Cancer, this is going to benefit you guys greatly when it comes to your personal income, your possessions, and your purchases. Really fantastic window coming up to, you know, meet with people about what the money you're earning or you know, the purchase that you'd like to make. Really good time to pitch ideas or sign agreements or make sales. Really good time to interview or audition. And you might get out there more locally or in your, you know, neighborhood when it comes to the purchases or the income or the possessions. A really good time with Venus here for objects of affection that could be exchanged in the name of love, or for making money with the lover on some project or with the kids or with the creative endeavor, buying beautiful things, buying art and that kind of thing. So Cancer, you know, start to turn some of that energy onto that. For Leo, Mercury, very active Friday through Monday, the 8th through the 11th. Leo, this is taking place with a very good effect behind the scenes in your 12th house of magic and karma and past life events and mystery and anything that rules the muse. So this can be very beneficial Friday through Monday when it comes to film and poetry and painting and music and dance and sculpture and all of that. It can be very beneficial for any of your spiritual practices and making choices and meeting with others over meditation or prayer or yoga. It can be very beneficial to tackle research projects or investigations. It can be really beneficial for healing or dealing with addictions or what's going on at hospitals with you. And it can also be an important weekend for something going on privately with a romance. And so think about ways that you can open up something in one of those areas, choices, getting out locally, making those short trips, signing agreements, writing things, speaking, and all of this. And then note that the wild card that comes either Sunday night or Monday is going to hone in on the ninth house, which means legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, foreign, wedding, political, or religious themes. I know it's a lot. It's things that expand the mind. And so, and weddings do expand the mind because of the ceremonial side of them. I just heard somebody just say in my mind, weddings expand the mind. Okay. Anyways, you know, whether that's you kind of acting out in that area or trying to bring some excitement through that area, or there's a last-minute change or glitch, be aware that there is some kind of wild card in one of those areas for you Sunday night into Monday. And then when we start to see all this energy pour into Leo, for Leo, this is just good, good, good for you guys. It's starting Tuesday and Wednesday, moving forward for the rest of the month and into August 5th. This is definitely favoring a big focus on you guys, Leo. So if you need to promote yourself, if you need to show up and sway somebody to your side, if you need to interview or audition, if you need to get in there and do something about your image or your body or your brand or your title or your name or something personal that you are driven to pursue, this is when the energy is with you. This is when it's around you. This is going to help you attract what you need. It's going to help you smooth things out and charm. So very good time to communicate about it. Good time to hear those things coming back towards you. And also a good time to attract things, smooth things out, focus on the love, the money, the women, the beauty, and the agreements and sales and decisions that you can make. Good, good, good for Leo. All right. For Virgo, Friday through Monday, the 8th through the 11th, high impact with social connections for Virgo. So it's very likely you're getting a lot of news or information or phone calls or emails or meetings and talks and offers that are coming in from friends, via group situations, what's going on the internet, through astrology or charities or social networking or parties or gatherings or events. And this is very favorable for Virgo. All except that we do have that wild card that is Sunday night or Monday. So when we come to the Sunday night or Monday, you know, there is something kind of shaking up here that you may be trying to make a change about, or that, you know, last minute change that you need to adapt to. And that is going to play out with Virgo around a big financial situation. Could be your insurance or your taxes or your commissions or your, you know, investment settlements, alimony, loans, inheritance, whatever that might be, or it's playing out around your intimate sexual life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party situations. So you want to kind of pay attention to, you know, you show up to something and you don't, you know, maybe you left your credit card at home. Maybe you go to a party and you leave your credit card at home. You know, there's that last-minute little financial glitch there. So pay attention to what's going on in those areas. And then we start to see this energy pour into Leo. For Virgo, this is going to highlight over the next few weeks some really beneficial things that can take place in that magical, mystical, karmic, behind-the-scenes arena. So Virgo, this is going to favor you guys creatively in your love and in talks and decisions and offers and agreements and you know, with kids or having fun or any of these things that can really benefit you on a personal level. They're going to play out through one of these realms: healing, dealing with hospitals, rest and recuperation or hospitals. Next, research or investigations or development behind the scenes. Next, romantic time away from the hustle and bustle of the world with somebody. Next, your artistic pursuits, getting into that music or film project or, you know, your dance or your sculpture or your painting or something like that. And lastly, but not least, your spiritual practices and kind of making choices or getting in there locally and doing things in prayer or through meditation or yoga. So all of this is really good. You can attract what you need here. You can draw in the love or the money or the agreements or the sales or the news that you need to hear and make those choices that you want to dive into that. For Libra, you guys are still going to get this boost that is either about a big personal goal, your career, reputation or fame, or what's going on with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, from Friday through Monday. And this looks very favorable for you guys. You want to talk. You want to set up meetings. You want to get out there and do things locally or on short trips. You want to write, interview, audition, pitch ideas, you know, put your signature on the bottom line. This is time to get those communications flowing in those arenas. And, again, looks very active, very positive. There is that one wild card that comes up Sunday night into Monday, so you may experience it either one of those time frames, and it's going to involve a key person and not any kind of person in the relationship zone. So this would involve a romantic partner or business partner, an agent or attorney, a specialist, expert, client, competitor, opponent, that kind of key person. So they might have some last minute thing that ties them up, or they might make some, you know, introduce some last minute idea to you or something, you know, unique and original to you and want to take you in some different direction or not be available, you know, so give them a little leeway, be aware of if there's any mix up that they have and pay attention to those key people at that time. And then we start to see energy starting to flood into Leo. Libra, from Tuesday and Wednesday onwards throughout the rest of the month and up to August 5th, this is definitely going to favor you in the social arena and with your personal aspirations and original ideas and inventions. So you want to focus in on meeting and talking and pitching ideas and signing agreements and making sales and doing things locally or short trips and doing things for income or for love or fun or creativity with your friends and with group activities and online and via astrology or charities or gatherings or events or parties, social networking, you know, think about how to connect that soul group some way, because you are highly benefited from it, whether that's for personal pleasure and enjoyment and the love of it, or you're trying to pursue something that can benefit your ideas or your income or the beauty and the art that you're creating. All of this looks very favorable starting Tuesday, Wednesday, moving forward. For Scorpio, Friday the 8th through Monday the 11th, this amplifies the talks, the meetings, the news, the offers, the agreements, the decisions, the sales, the writing, the, you know, anything communication written or laden for you guys in the ninth house of the higher expanded mind. So it's going to favor you guys in moving things forward with legal matters, educational pursuits, travel plans or foreign interests, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics. So in any of those areas that you feel interested in, you do want to open up the lines of communication, share ideas, make choices, get social with this, cause-driven with this, put yourself at the center of it, and get out there and do it. And then realize that between Sunday night and Monday, there is a wild card in whatever it is you're doing here, and that wild card comes through the job, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the health situation, the pets, or something about the details, organizing or cleaning up in the situation. So, you know, there may be some last-minute thing that you have to adapt to and get in there and do. You might have some kind of new thing introduced here. You might be kind of feeling radical and wanting to make a change yourself in one of those areas that impacts the other side of things. So just be aware that that's amped up a little bit Sunday night into Monday. Then when we look at all this energy starting to flood into Leo from Tuesday the 12th and Wednesday the 13th onward through the rest of the month and into August 5th, this is going to highlight your career, reputation, and fame. It's going to highlight your personal goals, and it's going to highlight your interaction with authority figures like those bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and the like. So this does put the spotlight on what you can talk about, the offers that can come through, the interviews or agreements or sales that can happen, the writing, you know, your speaking roles, your ideas and decisions. It can definitely amplify income opportunities or goals around love or beauty or fun, children. You know, you really want to smooth things out or attract new things to you. It really starts to set a flame around this stuff from Tuesday onwards, so dive in and make that work for you. For Sagittarius, we are having Friday through Monday with a focus on that new moon energy and the communications there, the ideas, the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the writing, the interviews, the auditions, the offers and decisions that are focused on big financial topics. And this looks good for you guys moving forward on loans and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy and taxes and insurance, commissions, royalties, settlements, investments, alimony, child support, or any of that. Or you can take it a whole other direction with this house and go into the depths of your sex life, your reproductive needs, the divorce, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios that you want to communicate about or make choices about or meet people over. So, you know, get out there, connect. This is really good. And then by the time we get to Sunday night or Monday, you have that wild card. The wild card is going to play out with a creative project, recreational pursuit, the kids or your lover. So, you know, there could be some last-minute change, some kind of new thing that's introduced that is meant to bring excitement or shock or, you know, something original into the mix, you know. So kind of be on your toes and expect to be called into that area or be dealing with that area a little bit Sunday night or Monday. When we start to see all this energy start to pour into Leo for Sag, this is going to be that higher-minded arena for you guys, and this is where it's really going to get good over these couple weeks ahead, starting Tuesday the 12th and Wednesday the 13th as two different energies pour into this part of the sky. So for Sag, really beneficial for you guys to, again, get into communications, the talks, the meetings, the agreements, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, local activities, short trips, and to focus in on making money, the love, the women, the beauty, the, you know, the creativity, and focus this on your ninth house matters, which means What can you do to do all of that, to get things moving forward with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, with educational pursuits, with travel plans or people at a distance or import-export, with legal matters, weddings, religion or politics? All of this is really going to be in your wheelhouse from the 12th onward, and you are going to get that kind of boost to help you get across or attract or smooth out whatever it is you need to. So you want to really utilize that energy for the rest of the month and up till August 5th. For Capricorn, Mercury is so active from Friday to Monday, helping you move forward when it comes to a key relationship. So this is about a lot, and it may be more than one. Okay, I don't want to limit you guys. But this is a lot of talks, news, offers, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, decisions, you know, something in that communication field that is going to focus on a romantic partner, a business partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, somebody like that. So, you know, looks very expansive and good for you as you start into this weekend, Friday through Sunday. By Sunday night into Monday, there is a wild card here where there's some kind of sudden change or last-minute thing that could bring a little bit of a surprise or shock or need to, you know, evolve the situation a bit. And that is going to play out in the home, about the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deals. Family, parents, roommates, your security needs, or emotional situation involving this person. So, you know, don't be surprised if there's some last-minute thing or if something is a little bit off in that area Sunday night or Monday, because, you know, it's just where this energy is going. And then when we have the energy start to pour into Leo Tuesday and Wednesday, the 12th and 13th, this is going to really start to add a lot of really good stuff for Capricorn. For the rest of the month and up to August 5th, that is going to help you guys take those talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writings and interviews and offers and decisions and the ability to, you know, attract the love or creativity or fun or beauty or whatever's going on with kids. And it's going to focus on these areas for you guys. You're going to have a big boost when it comes to the outside financial realm. So if you're trying to get the loan or the commission or the insurance or the taxes or the settlement or investments or alimony or any of that kind of stuff, this is going to be the time to really go in there and meet with people and pitch ideas and make decisions. Secondly, on the personal side of this for Capricorn, this is really going to open up a lot of talks and meetings and offers and decisions that can highlight and enhance your sex life, your reproductive life, what's happening with a divorce, what's happening around a mortality issue or with third-party triangle situations. So again, you know, we're in talks, we're in meetings, we're smoothing things out, we're attracting what we need, we're playing out through the love or the income opportunities here or the beauty or what's going on with women here, and that's where it's going to be. For Aquarius, Friday through Monday, the 8th through the 11th, highlights forward momentum and really prosperous or growth-oriented talks and decisions and interviews and short trips and local activities, writing, sales, agreements, and what you're communicating and deciding that are about your job, the organizing or cleaning, the coworkers or hired help, paperwork that you want to get together, what's going on in the health arena or what's going on with pets or animals. So open up, communicate, meet, you know, make your choices, pitch your ideas, sign your agreements. This is really open for you guys over this Friday forward. But by Sunday night into Monday, there is a wild card, and it is playing out through the communication realm. So somebody might have a last-minute change of their mind. There could be some kind of, new thing introduced via an idea or agreement or the writing or interview or decision or offer. There could also, on the mundane side of this for Aquarius, be some kind of last-minute thing coming up with a vehicle, the electronics, the brothers, sisters, neighbors, a local activity or short trip as well. So kind of stay on your toes with that. So in other words, you know, Sunday night or into Monday, if you were going to, let's say, go to a job interview, maybe your directions are wrong or the street's blocked off or there could be something, you know, that is a last-minute thing that puts you off course a little bit. And so, you know, be aware of all contingencies here. Maybe your doctor's appointment needs to be rescheduled, or you need to rush the pet to the doctor. You know, there could be that last minute thing. When we start to see all this energy pouring into Leo for Aquarius, this is your relationship zone, and things are about to get really good here, or you're going to be able to make, you know, have some talks and decisions that are going to lead you to that good thing. So this starts Tuesday and Wednesday, takes you through the rest of the month and up to August 5th. It's going to open up communications, so time to talk, meet, interview, propose, sign agreements, make sales, write, and make decisions, and hear offers that are about that romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. So you can be hearing from these people. You can be meeting people that are going to become this to you in your life. You can be making decisions with these people that are going to forward you, you know, in creative ways or in ways that are about love or, you know, the kids or something beautiful. And with Venus here, it is going to definitely emphasize love or income in the mix and the creativity and fun in the mix. So it should get really good. So expect to kind of move forward. You'd be silly not to pursue things in these areas right now. You know, it is the time to do that. And with Pisces, Friday through Monday, the 8th through the 11th, and this weekend ahead, this is definitely more forward movement in your creative arena with your kids, with your lover or love life, or anything recreational. So communication, communication, communication. Meet somebody new. Talk out or make choices about local activities or short trips with your current scenarios. Write, propose, interview, audition, sign agreements, make sales, make decisions. Very, very open with you guys in those arenas. Then by Sunday night into Monday the 11th, there is a wild card here that involves your income, purchases, or possessions. So, you know, again, maybe you're doing a creative, you know, project and then you leave your, you know, your microphone or your paintbrushes behind. That could be the possession wild card. Or maybe, you know, you're going to purchase something for the kids, but then last minute it's not there when you go back to get it. There can be that wild card around income, purchases, or possessions Sunday night into Monday. So keep an eye on that. And then finally, with all this energy flooding into Leo Tuesday and Wednesday the 12th and 13th, this is going to take a trend for you guys, Pisces, for the rest of the month of July and into the 5th of August that is going to amplify the potential for you guys on the work front or with paperwork you want to get signed or anything you're doing with coworkers or hired help. Really good for forwarding and beautifying your space through cleaning and organizing and the details that you put in. Also, on the other side of things, this is an extremely heightened and beneficial time to focus in on health or to focus in on animals as well. So you want to get in there and talk and meet and interview and audition and write and make sales and make decisions and field offers about those themes. And you also want to get in there and kind of focus on the love in the mix or the ways to make money or the ways to be creative or the ways to involve the kids or have some fun here. And so this looks like the way it's going. You should be able to smooth things out or attract what you need better than you can at other times in the year. So you want to be active in those areas as well. So that's Zoe Moon. You guys, as always, can find me on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next time at the same time to talk about the week ahead then. And I hope it's just a wonderful week for everybody. I'll talk to you then.